The Senate discussed rising tensions with India following the Pahalgam attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJAKE, on Tuesday, with Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar reiterating Islamabad's commitment to peace, while warning that any Indian aggression would be met with a forceful response. The session saw lawmakers united in their stance on national security. Addressing the House, Dar expressed gratitude to all senators for demonstrating unity at a crucial time, noting that both civil and military leadership had once again presented a united front through the National Security Committee. Representing the Federation, Dar said that the Senate had sent a powerful message of national cohesion, especially as all political parties had unanimously passed a resolution on the matter. He informed the Senate that Pakistan had initiated diplomatic engagement with several countries, including Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, China, the United Kingdom, Kuwait, Bahrain, and Hungary, to highlight India's historical actions and current intentions. On India's threats regarding the Indus Waters Treaty, Dar expressed concern that the Pahalgam incident could be a pretext for India to unilaterally suspend or withdraw from the treaty. Pakistan had no involvement in the Pahalgam incident. China and Turkey have already taken clear positions on the matter, he added. He further stated that China's foreign minister had assured Pakistan of continued support, while Turkey's foreign minister offered help and was informed of Pakistan's firm stance that any Indian misadventure would be met with a stone for a brick response. Dar criticized India for failing to provide any evidence linking Pakistan to the Pahalgam attack and affirmed that Pakistan was fulfilling its diplomatic responsibilities. The DPM said that Pakistan had responded on the very first day, stating that it would act proportionately to any provocation. He added that reports indicated India may be considering escalating tensions. We will not initiate any action, but if India commits aggression, we will respond with full force, he warned. Referring to recent developments, Dar said India had written a letter suggesting that circumstances had changed and declared its intention to suspend the Indus Waters Treaty. This is a serious issue. After staging the Pulwama drama, India moved to alter the status of Kashmir. The National Security Committee has clearly stated that blocking Pakistan's water would be considered an act of war, he said. Dar also mentioned that the U.S. had released a joint statement condemning the incident, but Pakistan had formally raised two objections: the condemnation of the United Resistance Forum and the omission of the term Jammu and Kashmir in the context of Pahalgam. He concluded by reaffirming that Pakistan had no connection to the Pahalgam incident and that its position had been acknowledged at the international level.